Today's guiding principle from the United Methodist Code of Conduct is dignity. Our scripture for today can be found in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26. It says, "Then God said, 'Let us make humans in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth.' And then God said, 'Let us make humans in our image, according to our likeness.'" As I reread this passage, something new stood out to me. In Genesis, the author proclaims to us the diversity of humanity through the use of a plural to describe God's image. In our image. Whomever authored Genesis is not stating that only men, only women, only white persons, only heterosexual persons, or only cisgender persons are made in God's image, but all are made in the collective, chaotic, beautiful, and awe-inspiring images of God. This is incredibly comforting. God shows up for us in whatever way we need God to. As I connect this with the word dignity, which comes from the Latin dignus and means worthy, I'm reminded that as United Methodists, we hold that we are of sacred worth, of sacred dignity. This is precisely because of the varied reflections of God's likeness in each and every one of us. In order to truly celebrate God, we must celebrate that diversity and live into that form of kingdom. In our Wesleyan understanding of bearing God's image, we tend to focus on the practical, not what does God look like, but what does God do in this world? As Wesleyans, we emphasize God's love of all persons, creatures, and beings over all else. In order to be dignified and live into this image of God, we must be of love in the world. And this love is not a static love, but an active one that seeks out the lost and least, and embraces them for who they are. For that is what it means to bear the likeness of God and to be dignified. Let us pray. Collective, creative, chaotic, and caring God, may you continue to make us, shape us, form us, and remold us over and over again in your image. May you continually remind us that your image has no finite definition. And may you walk with us as we step out bravely into this world in your love. Amen. Thank you for listening today. My name is Amy Stewart, and I just read a devotion written by the Dr. Ashley Bogan. We encourage you to download a written version of this 13-day devotional and to use them in your ministry setting. You can access it by visiting umsexualethics.org/devos. That's umsexualethics.org/DEVOS.